The man best known on screen for his role in Ghostbusters has died. 69-year-old actor and director Harold Ramis died from complications from a rare autoimmune disease. He wrote comedy classics like Caddyshack, Animal House, and Groundhog Day. He also starred in several films, perhaps most notably as Dr. Egon Spengler in the 1984 hit Ghostbusters.
There's something very important I forgot to tell you.
What?
Don't cross the streams.
Why?
It would be bad.
I'm fuzzy on the whole good-bad thing. What do you mean bad?
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal.
All right, that's bad. Okay. All right, important safety tip. Thanks, Egon.
Ramis also starred in the military spoof Stripes.
I've always been kind of a pacifist. When I was a kid, my father told me, never hit anyone in anger unless you're absolutely sure you can get away with it. I don't know what kind of soldier I'm going to make, but I want you guys to know that if we ever get into real heavy combat, I'll be right behind you guys every step of the way.
Harold Ramis's wife, Erica, says he was surrounded by family when he died in Chicago. That's where he got started in comedy as head writer for Second City Television. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakraborty. This is Here and Now. Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.